Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. College football talk. Listen, don't be dick texting on there, man. Nobody mad. We don't get mad.
We really do. We really aren't.
Look, I mean, college football is changing. I mean, the funny thing is we're both saying the same thing. I look at it a lot different because of my experiences. You know what I'm saying? And how I view what my idea of winning. And that's just the difference. Maybe it's just a difference of idea. Of course, if Nebraska was able to make a national championship, it'd be a great year, right? But in 2 years, I don't care about that. Like, it's great. Because really, to be honest with you, I mean, getting to that point in this day and age, college football is, I wouldn't say it's harder, but it's obviously not as readily available or accessible through the things that we did, just based on where I came into the program, that the culture was like, look, dude, this is how we do things. If you don't, you essentially stick out like a whole bunch of people wearing a black shirt and you wear like a bright pink one. You stick out so bad that either you're going to like get in line and get the best out of your opportunity, or you don't even have to be asked to leave. You'd be like, man, you know what? This ain't working for me.
It's really interesting because as a player, you shouldn't care about 5 years down the road, right? If you're a senior, like this year, what does 2029 mean to you?
Depends on who you are, though. Right. Because the greatest compliment of a player is that the people that play, that you, it's kind of like a coach. Like, you want to be like, okay, well, those guys, I left some winning DNA there.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, now it's not going to be like...
But the nuts and bolts, the ins and outs, right. You want to leave a good culture.
Right.
But what they do for a day-to-day operation, how many sponsorship
dollars you bring
in... Yeah,
you ain't worried about that. You're worried about getting your chest
at. About that, right? Yeah. You want them to have a good record, but since you're not directly involved in them having a good record, tangentially with culture, sure, but you're not directly involved, so you're on to the next.
Right.
Here's the thing. Guys like me have never set foot in that locker room. Right, I don't have your experiences. So would I rather Nebraska go to a national championship and get smoked or be 9-3 and miss out on the national championship? Guess what? I don't care. You're in the postseason.
Yeah.
You're good. Well, every once in a while, yes, please pop up and show out. But I think for a lot of Nebraska fans, it's an interesting kind of perspective because Nebraska postseasons have been so boom or bust. Right? Nebraska football had the long bowl streak. I get it. But they won more often than not when they made the national championship. And they never got smoked. Yeah. In the national championship. Nebraska men's basketball has gone one and done every time they've made it there. Women's basketball hasn't seriously challenged for a national championship. Volleyball, you know, we're kind of spoiled by that. How far they make it, right? Wrestling, always at the top. Track has done some good stuff.
Track has been great. Right. I mean, track was good when I back. I mean, it's
so
different.
So you have different programs that have done different things. So what do you want football to, obviously you want to fit into volleyball, right? Where you're making the Elite Eight or beyond every year. Are you going to get that in one fell swoop? Probably not, but why not just try to skip the line and spend all the money up front to try to get there? It's probably not going to work, so but you it won't work if you don't try.
You fast pass at Disney, right?
If you can. No shortcuts, but fast pass, right? What?
Oh, you were shortcut. You'd absolutely shortcut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Austin say, hey, look over there. I'm walking
Michigan again.
Yeah.
There's a difference between Michigan and fast pass.
Michigan is making fake passes.
Yeah. Michigan is fake ID and, you know, got your name as McLovin. You know, they do that. And
I am 12.
I mean, ideally you'd like to have a program, and this doesn't matter where it's at, that if you go 8-4, you act like the world ended. Like, that's just, like, horrible. Like, you just walking around, you got the loser's lane.
Now, fans have been there.
But that's what you really want. Now, that's because you've had, like a run of really good years, and then, like, all right, we got to figure out how we got to get back up to where the standard is. And it's a long road to go because you got to change, you know, mindsets, you know, physical, you know, bodies, I guess, per se. And then you got to believe, you know, the hardest. I mean, I like I said, I can't think a certain way because I wasn't. I mean, my first like experience with college football was, hey, I mean, heck, either you're going to quit and be the dude that you don't want to be at home, or you're going to figure it out. There wasn't any calling, you know, calling home. And, you know, I mean, of course, you might call your grandma or whatever, and, you know, something like that. But it wasn't like no fuzzies. Now, our therapists, our guys were the guys in the locker room. You know, and some of it was tough love. Some of it was like, man, this dude's struggling, man. I got, you know, put my arm around him, try to let him know it's going to be all right. But so my first exposure, both as a player, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't call myself a Nebraska fan when I was watching them, but I've watched a ton of Nebraska games because they always played Miami or Florida State. So I watched them ever since I was a kid. So my first exposure to Nebraska wasn't fair either. Right? Because even though we knew, like, you know, Miami teams were extremely talented, that in Nebraska would give them a run at it, knew Miami was the better team. But they always were getting there. And then they were getting closer. And then they kind of, like, you know, I think the year that Johnny Mitchell was like, this is the year, I was like, oh, man, this dude, Johnny Mitchell don't look like the other dudes that was there, right? They were getting closer than the Florida State game, which really was the cherry on top. So I never really, as a college football fan, I never really had, I just have been spoiled, rotten. Right. And then you come and live it, which was a shock to my system all the time. You know, for the first year, you know, I took L's every day, you know? So I guess, you know, so my mindset is just totally different. I just believe immensely that Nebraska can get back to where they need to.
And then it's all about, how do you do it? Do you try to fast pass the line, or do you do it step by step? That's, I think, the conversation we're having, right? Can you find that injection of cash, of players, of coach, whatever, that helps you skip a couple steps, a la TCU,
you can,
right? Or is Nebraska a place where you're committed to the build, but you're always searching for those infusions of cash?
I guess the better question, DP, could you do, remember the movie Blue Chips with Nick Nolte?
Yep.
I love Nick Nolte. He just
played so good.
Yeah. My linebacker coach in Buffalo, Miles Aldridge, rest in peace, looked just like Nick Nolte.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid Jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so we used to get Nick Nolte, like, video and play it. We'd put it in the computer. So when he thought he was doing 9-on-7, it'd be Nick Nolte. But do you think, realistically, that you could hire Austin just to walk on whatever high school campus, JUCO campus, or a regular Power 5 campus, and just rust, and then just do the Blue Chips? Because in basketball, it's 5 guys. I mean, and then in the movie, you had Shaq and all them.
Yeah.
But in football, you probably would need, right, what would the number be? 10 Blue Chips?
The number's 20, because you need a starting unit to reset the standard at every position.
So there's a Blue Chip ratio, 24/7 Sports does, and they say if you are less than 50% 4 and 5 stars on your roster, you won't win the national championship.
Right. I mean,
so that's 60 now.
But here's
60%?
No, 60 players of 120-person roster.
Yeah, I don't. Here's where I differ a little bit from the high school and the pro level, right? That on the high school level, I've only had 1 year contracts with any school, and I never recruited at any school. So I would take over a 3-9 team, a 2-9 team, and try to get them to 8 wins in a year with literally the same talent,
right,
that they had. And the methodology behind working that was, I didn't have an excuse.
Right.
I didn't have an excuse. Nobody cared. Whether it was basketball, baseball, football, it didn't matter whether I was at a rich school, poor school, black school, white school, no matter what kind of talent. The mission was to get them to success quickly, immediately,
right,
and to set foundation for being good forward. in the NFL level, especially now, the programs that we, Carolina Panthers,
yeah,
expansion team, you sit there and you watch them go through the expansion draft and take other people's throwaways.
And rehab.
Right? You rehab, like you're taking the Sam Mills, Lamar Lathams, people that other people, Steve Berline, right, that other people said, you know what, you're okay, but you're not great.
Right.
And then you draft high, and you hope you get it right, but quite frankly, the drafts didn't really show out the way you expected.
Right.
What Dom Capers did, and you know Dom Capers.
Yeah, I know Dom.
He managed that group of personnel to an NFC championship game in 3 years. When Jacksonville, and again, they went in a different direction, had a different level of success, but they had some success. Then you, if it let everybody else that Carolina was beating to figure out, wait a minute, what are they doing in Carolina to beat Dallas in the triplets in the first round of the NFL playoffs, right?
Twice they did.
Right. So there's a way to reach success no matter where you are, no matter what the talent pool or whatever it is. Ideally, you're in the best financial situation. You have the best culture already built in, but that's not always what it is.
Yeah.
It really isn't, right?
Yeah. You know, an interesting question I wanted to ask you is that, so you've coached at the schools that you've coached at. This is something totally different. Mm-hmm. And I started to think, and this is not all coaches, but just to think, like, I always tell people some of the best coaches are working another job.
Yep.
Or like not coaching.
Yep.
Or some of the best coaches are at Linwood State, whatever, you know, whatever.
Yep. Just waiting for a chance.
Or maybe not get it, but just have to get in where they fit in.
Yep.
Like, and then you got some coaches that can't coach themselves out of paper bag.
Bruh.
But they are on TV.
Yep.
Now, I'd ask you this. Now, I already know the answer, but I'm just asking because I was just thinking about this, right?
Right.
This is a deep question, right? Mm-hmm. It's two questions. One, it's actually both questions like together. Do you think if you changed your approach and just kind of was a laissez-faire coach, you know what I mean? Like not invested coach.
Yep.
Do you have any regrets on that? Or do you wish you transitioned to, or do you think if you coach a 3 Power 5 basketball team, 3 guys and say just me and Austin, you know what I'm saying? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, because I mean, I coached against DeMatha Flint Hill, like in that space, right? I coached against Allen, the Woodlands,
For real basketball,
players. Right? Real programs in whatever sports that there are, Bingham in Utah. Yeah. There were coaches who moved up because they played the political game.
Sure,
and I have no regrets in raising young people.
Yeah.
I have no regret. Like, I made the decision that I was going to help raise young people rather than chase money.
Right.
And or play that game. Or play that game, right?
But does it ever cross your mind, though?
Oh, 100%.
Because that's just natural.
Well, when you run Team USA and you see Division II and Division I coaches running drills and your stuff is better than theirs, there's a part of you that goes, where'd you get those?
Like, and it's not even. and here's the thing. And before we go to break, and Austin knows this. And I want to ask your opinion on DB. This is from my experience. Mm. Sometimes, which is weird, right? This is the weirdest thing. Whether it's high schools or, you know, your case, say colleges or whatever, they actually don't want coaches that are invested in kids. Isn't that the weirdest?
Preach.
Did you?
Wow.
Right. I mean.
Wow.
Like I just
Jay Foreman.
Like talk Bruh. Right. So we'll go to break on that. I know we only have 2 minutes. Woo. But when you say that out loud in this day and time, where they're like, hey, I don't want you investing in the kids. I just want you to just like
get them through.
Just push them on through. And that's the weirdest mentality, right? Am I wrong? Am I right?
100%.
Because and it seems like that's how it works.
100%.
Yeah. And that's why when guys are so invested in them, they look. You stick out like that person in the pink in the with everybody got black shirts on. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, take a quick break. Then we'll put a bow on this Tuesday.
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.